And welcome on to KDEV Sports Talk. We're speaking to a familiar name in Jefferson County. It is Taylor Ritchie, formerly of the Windsor Owls, a member of the track and field team. And as a matter of fact, in her senior year, was voted as the track and field athlete of the year for the regional radio dream team. And well, we're talking to her today about her her freshman season at Missouri State. After she graduated from Windsor, she joined the track and field program at Missouri State. And so we're trying to just catch up with Taylor Ritchie and see kind of what she's been up to. So, Taylor, since your summer began, kind of what have you been up to?
I have been doing workouts little by little and slowly gradually getting better, getting faster, and healing.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You did reveal to me earlier that you did suffer an injury during your first season at Missouri State and competed in the Pitt State Invitational back on January 26th. And then of course, the stats and the results went cold after that because you suffered an injury. Can you dive in a little bit more to that injury, what it was, and kind of how you've been rehabbing from it?
Yeah, so I guess around October, I received a calf pain that traveled up to become a hip pain, and the hip pain has persisted until now. And we've been doing rehab for it ever since, and we just haven't seen any improvement yet. But it's just hip pain, nothing serious. It hasn't come from any like major injury. It's just some weird hip pain that I've been receiving. I haven't been able to do squats or run without pain. But that's about it. I mean, we've been doing rehab and trying the best that we can to come back stronger next year.
So nothing torn, just more of a strain?
We are thinking it's more of a muscle. So, yes, we think it's a strain, a hip flexor strain at this point. But it could be anything.
Okay, and what leg is that on?
That is my right hip.
Your right hip, okay. And is that your push-off leg?
No, that is my left.
Okay, well, I mean, still obviously running, it hurts a little bit for you. Well, before you did get injured, you did have a chance to run in a college event. So why don't you take us back to that happy moment for you and what it was like to run the 60-meter and 200-meter at the Mizzou Holiday Classic back in December.
I thought that was a crazy experience. I mean, it was kind of what I'm used to. I ran out of meet in Mizzou before, but to be a part of a different team was crazy to me. And not only that, but to be with other people makes that different, that feeling different at a meet. And I enjoyed it. But unfortunately, I still had the pain during that time. But honestly, that couldn't slow me down. You know, I ran through it, and I did my best, and that's all that I could ask for.
Yeah, you ran a 60-meter dash in less than 8 seconds. I would say that's quite impressive for sure. As you mentioned, you know, sort of a different feeling running with a college team and people that you're not necessarily familiar with, as opposed to running with your teammates at Windsor during your time there. Can you kind of give us a little, a little insight as to some of the people that you met and the friends that you've made throughout your freshman year of college?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I was very shy coming in. And, you know, just everyone at Missouri State is so welcoming. And, you know, our team is just, there's no drama, really. It's just, you know, we're all arms wide open for everyone. You know, we all get along, you know. I mean, there is a little bit of drama, I can't lie, but I wouldn't say as much as Windsor. It's kind of slow moving, you know, becoming friends with everyone, but I'm saying that we're getting there and we're getting really close.
What about on the education side of things? How are those things going for you?
Education-wise is actually on the great side. I've been really improving on my grades. And I think that for my first year in college, I think that my grades are on the high end, and then track right now is just on the low end right now.
Well, hey, you are just a freshman or I guess going into your sophomore season, so obviously plenty of time to I guess balance those things out to where you're you know, super excited and happy about the results on the track and field and also in the classroom. If you wouldn't mind, Taylor, can you remind us as to what degree you're going for?
Yeah, I am going to major in nursing.
Okay, major in nursing. All right. And have you been thrown into an internship or signed up for an internship this summer? Like, what are you doing on that front this summer?
Right now, it's just I'm not in nursing, so I'm a pre-nursing major right now. So I apply in January of this year, which is very exciting. So at this point, it's just good grades could get me in. And also, I've been job shadowing a lot of nurses to find out what specialty I would like to do and to make sure that nursing is what I want to do. I have also volunteered at other places to get a good understanding of how things are.
All right, good deal. Well, hopefully that all works out for you. Taylor, I just want to wrap up this interview with you and just ask you to introduce us to the coaching staff at Missouri State and kind of how they've impacted you so far after your freshman campaign.
Coach Jett, to begin with, I came in with no coach. And then we were, surprised with Coach Carmelita Jetter and, the fastest woman alive. And that right there is just unbelievable. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and not everyone gets to experience it. She definitely knows what she's doing. She's well-informed. And she is overall positive, and I just love her. We have received a couple problems with the head coach, though, but I feel like we could probably push past that and just keep positive and just hope for a better next year or this upcoming year.
All right. Well, we certainly hope the same for you as well. Hopefully they are able to iron out those things. And once again, Taylor, appreciate spending a little bit of time this afternoon with us and letting us, catch up as to what Taylor Ritchie, formerly of Windsor High School, is up to. So we do appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Again, that is Taylor Ritchie, formerly of Windsor High School, now at Missouri State, getting ready to start her sophomore track and field season coming up here in just a little while as she joins us here today on KJ Sports Talk.